This time check is brought to you by Stanley Bank.
The time is 8 hours. Let's get into the main news at 8. It's Paddy Mugado.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntuanzi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headlines. UPND attributes load shedding to increased electricity consumption from economic growth. State House says President Hichilema's Moro fiber intact despite attending Tanzanian inauguration. And in global news, 7 dead after cargo plane crash at Kentucky Airport. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. UPND Media Director Mark Simue has attributed the current load shedding to increased electricity consumption resulting from government's efforts to grow the economy and create jobs. Mr. Simue, however, says the ruling party is not concerned about the ongoing load shedding ahead of next year's general elections, as government is implementing long-term measures to address the country's energy challenges. He has told Phoenix News that while load shedding is regrettable and has affected households and businesses, it is a temporary situation. Mr. Simue explains that several projects are underway to boost energy production, including solar and gas power installations, as well as new interconnectors that will enable Zambia to import and export electricity more efficiently within the region. He adds that government's investment in renewable energy and industrial growth will not only stabilize power, supply, but also continue to sustain key social programs such as free education, school feeding initiatives, and university support.
All those facilities require not domestic power kind of consumption, but corporate or commercial kind of consumption. Not a little power, but a lot of power. So for those to remain afloat and to ensure that they continue to employ people, they continue to expand, they do not need to be affected by load shedding, because then the economy will collapse. What has helped quarter to be where it is today is the manufacturing sector that has expanded. The manufacturing sector is using electricity. So it's a double tragedy. On one hand, the tragedy is positive in the sense that we are producing jobs, we are helping run the economy by ensuring that Zambians get these jobs to feed their families.
State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaga has defended the President Hakainde Hichilema's attendance at the inauguration of Tanzanian President Samia Suluhu Hassan, dismissing claims that the President's moral fiber has been compromised. Mr. Hamasaga says President Hichilema's attendance at the inauguration does not compromise his moral fiber despite violent incidents that marred the voting process in Tanzania. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Hamasaga says the visit was motivated by economic considerations and that scrutiny of the president's actions is expected given the country's political environment. He has urged the country to move on, noting that criticism is likely to continue, especially among opposition leaders whose views are often driven by selfish motives. Mr. Hamasaga has clarified that President Hichilema remains morally upright despite attending the controversial inauguration.
Forget about it. That thing is gone. It's over. Let's move on. They will never stop from criticizing for anything. They will never. No one is going to. These opposition sector could never appreciate anything. Just move on, my dear. Move on. It was there. So that is a critical, person for us. So you know all those things. Move on, my dear. Move on.
President Dilma's presence at Tanzania's presidential inauguration has drawn mixed reactions, with some criticizing his decision to attend amidst reports of violence and loss of life during that country's electoral period. The Technical Committee on Constitutional Amendment has disclosed that it is unlikely to seek an extension of the November deadline, despite receiving overwhelming submissions from provinces visited so far. Committee Vice Chairperson Dr. Langilani Banda has told Phoenix News in an interview that the committee is working diligently to finalize its report by November month end. Dr. Banda explained that the committee is receiving submissions nationwide while drafting its report, incorporating input as it arrives. He has emphasized the panel's commitment to balancing speed with thoroughness to ensure the final document meets technical and legal standards, and plans to submit its completed report to President Hage Geingob by the end of this month. Dr. Banda has assured that the time frame and received submissions guarantee an inclusive process.
We've received so many submissions across the country from different people, and they keep pouring in. But as we receive the submissions, we're also simultaneously working on ensuring that we are drafting our report. So we're already feeding the submissions we're receiving into our report. So it's very unlikely that the question of extension of time will arise. As we said, we want to work as efficiently as possible, but also produce the quality work that is required for a process of this nature. I think that we should be able to deliver.
Patriotic Front PF Deputy Secretary General Brendan Urenda says the party's upcoming presidential race, set to take place within 30 days, is expected to be fierce and highly competitive following the interest exhibited among members. Ms. Urenda has told Phoenix News that despite losing power in 2021, the PF has continued to attract strong attention from leaders eager to steer the party back to prominence. She says this renewed enthusiasm shows that the party remains strong and relevant in the country's political landscape. Ms. Urenda says to ensure discipline ahead of the general conference, the party has put in place strict rules to guide the campaign process, stating that any candidate found wanting will be disqualified to maintain peace and order. She is hopeful that despite the intensity of the race, the process will produce a credible leader capable of rebuilding the party and positioning it for a strong political comeback.
Really, it's fierce. I must have been fearing myself as this day. I'll handle all these people. But what I'm trying to say is that it's interesting to see that a party that lost power in 2021 has got a lot of demand and people still desire to lead their party. I'm just happy that there are many. I don't know how many we're going to have at the end of this week. I hope it won't be confusion, but at the end of the day, the people in the structures, they already know what they want. They are looking for a leader who can be able to unite the party, and they are looking for a leader who can really put up a good fight so that we can be able to regain power.
In global news, 7 people are confirmed to have died and 11 more have been injured, but those numbers could rise significantly after a UPS Flight 2976, a cargo plane, crashed mid-takeoff at around 17:15 hours local time yesterday. Officials are asking people to visit the reunification center, which has been set up at the Louisville Metro Police Department Training Academy. The police department adds that it is critically important to not flood area hospitals for loved ones. Louisville Mayor confirmed that the families of victims will receive coordinated support from the airline and the National Transportation Safety Board under the Family Disaster Assistance Act. We monitored the BBC for more on this and other global stories.
A huge fire is burning in the U.S. state of Kentucky after a cargo plane crashed at Louisville Airport. The local governor, Andy Beshear, said at least 3 people had been killed. Video appears to show flames coming from the aircraft as it attempted takeoff. Democrats appear to be on course for important election wins in the United States in the first major test of the Trump administration's popularity since it took office in January. The Democrat candidate, Abigail Spanberger, has declared victory in the governor's race in Virginia. The New Jersey's governor's elections is also leaning Democrat. Most attention, however, is focusing on New York City, which U.S. media say is leaning towards the Democrat.